This is the Detroit Evening Report for Tuesday, March 15th, 2022. I'm Sasha Ryan from WDET News. Wayne County residents have until the end of the month to pay back taxes or contest foreclosure proceedings. Homeowners were protected from evictions for 2 years while federal and local bans were in place due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Those protections ended in August. But federal and private money has been directed to programs to assist homeowners. Pay As You Stay is a program that works with homeowners to slow or stop foreclosure. The Make It Home program gives residents living in foreclosed properties the chance to buy homes before auction. Ted Phillips of the United Community Housing Coalition tells WDET there may be more than 1,400 applications for eviction orders pending. Lawmakers in Lansing have voted to suspend the state's gas tax as the price per gallon has passed $4 in much of the state. The Republican-sponsored bills passed along party lines in the Senate today. The House passed the bills last week. The legislation freezes gas taxes between April and September, saving drivers more than $700 million at the pump. Governor Whitmer has signaled she will veto the bills in favor of asking that federal gas taxes be suspended and that lawmakers discuss permanent cuts to the tax. The state tax on gas and diesel is 27.2 cents per gallon. The Detroit City Council has postponed today's vote on an ordinance to allow recreational marijuana businesses in the city until next week. The revised ordinance requires half of all marijuana business licenses go to longtime city residents and people who live in communities with historically higher rates of marijuana-related convictions. The city stopped issuing licenses after a federal judge said Detroit's November 2020 ordinance gave an unfair and likely unconstitutional preference to longtime Detroiters. Detroit residents can now see how the city is spending its American Rescue Plan money online. The site allows visitors to explore the 15 categories the city has identified for funding. Projects range from home repair assistance to job training to investments in digital infrastructure. The city received more than $826 million in federal stimulus funds. Researchers say allergy season is likely to get longer and more intense. They say warmer temperatures and extra carbon in the air will encourage plants to bloom earlier and produce more pollen. They say early pollen production is already a trend. Depending on actions taken to curb greenhouse emissions from coal, oil, and gas, pollen season could start between 20 and 40 days earlier by the end of the century. The Catholic Archbishop of Detroit has tested positive for COVID. Alet Vigneron says he is fully vaccinated and boosted and is experiencing mild symptoms. He offered prayers to those who experienced serious illness and loss because of the virus and for healthcare workers. Thanks for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Sasha Ryan from WDET News.